This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, if I had an OnlyFans, I don't know why people want to see it, but I don't imagine it'd be a lot of women.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I've never been more in demand than I have when I lived in gay neighborhoods.
Then you're a high commodity.
Right. Now, I'm still not saying I would not. Not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. If they were like, dude, seriously, you make a ton of money doing this on the side. But like, all right.
Why not?
What do you want me to do?
All you got to do is
as long
naked,
as it doesn't involve my feet.
Just watch sports, drink beer out of a koozie. But you're naked. That's it. You in? Let's get a live stream, right? 10 minutes
yeah,
at a time.
Yeah, well, I've thought about live streaming me watching sports. Never thought about doing it naked, though.
Naked. And yeah. You got to be standing up so they can take it all in. 10 minutes at a time, right? You get however many subscribers.
Can you talk to them live when they're doing this?
Yeah, that's what live streaming is.
Okay. I've never been on OnlyFans, so I didn't know if like I could go.
No. I don't know about it. We're just talking about streaming something.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah,
so, I mean, that's how streaming works. You can talk to the chat and everything.
All right.
Would you talk? Like if someone, like, yeah. They're watching it. You're standing there naked. You're drinking a beer with the koozie because this is what the guys want. All right. For the most part, you're not talking to them. But
all right, chat.
If they chime in, like, hey, by the way, man, it's nice looking at your body, but who's winning the soccer game?
Yeah.
Would you break character and be like, hey, man, Tottenham's up?
Can you put a koozie?
Tottenham's probably not going to be up, so it'd probably be more like Arsenal's ahead.
Okay, all right.
Could you put a koozie on that too for me?
No, I'd put a donut on it.
All right,
you wouldn't put a koozie on your penis, but you put a donut on your penis.
Let me get worked up, boys. All right. You know how the show ends. I put the old donut on the old shtick there. All right. Everybody ready for the ending? Right.
And the Rocky, like, music comes
there's
on.
There's 10 minutes left in this football game. Like, I'm putting the donut on, all right?
Donut time.
End of the stream. Just go ahead and smash the like button above me.
Subscribe.
And don't forget to subscribe. Ted puts donuts on his D.
Follow me on Patreon for the after show.
Yeah. Next week, I'll make a hairy donut for you.
I don't know what it is, but I want no part of it, man.
I think it's just me sticking donuts to my chest. God damn it.
What, Ted's I must want to watch this stream.
Like, Ted in radio anymore? Like, no, he's a millionaire. What's he do? He's like, he licks donuts and sticks them to his body.
And then he has one fighter when he puts out his penis and he's out.
Yeah.
That's his whole thing.
Yeah. Anyhow, he's down at Palm Springs now.
He catches donut holes in his mouth from like 20 feet, man. A guy can't miss.
That's his own tequila now. That's crazy.
Buy the new Ted koozie.
Right.
You got Marshawn like chucking you donut holes right. And just catch them in your mouth naked.
All our merch is now available.
Get the D koozie, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the D koozie.
Ted's D koozie.
Hello, Dennis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, hola. We got you. Yeah. Zola, how are you, sir?
Good.
Okay, Dennis, let's go with this one. What have you done either good or bad, maybe productive or not so productive, while under the influence of drugs?
Oh.
I'll give you an example. I painted two homes completely high on the inside.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never not painted, and I painted two of them, and I was stoned every time.
Because that's a drag when you're not.
Right.
That's my experience.
I'd say it was, it impressed me. One of my first times getting very, very high, I somehow managed to drive all the way home, and it was probably like a 45-minute drive.
That means it was a 7-minute drive.
I guess so. Honestly, it felt like a dream to me. Like, I didn't even know where I was.
Yeah, like, well,
that's comforting.
Right, exactly.
Yay!
Yeah,
I'm glad that's
over.
The achievement.
We are actually, believe it or not, we're in communication with the local police department. They have been in here before. Back to Ben, they got Ben hammered one day.
Yeah.
And it was just to show how much it takes and how long it takes for you to get drunk on the breathalyzer.
Yeah.
Now, they're doing the same thing with weed, and they've got a thing going on in West Seattle. So I contacted them. They're like, look, we don't need any more volunteers. And people are coming out of the
way. Right.
I mean, it made national news that they're doing that.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
Did it make national news?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just like, well, can you guys come back in and just do it for fun with us? Because we'll find out what is really, you know, appropriate as far as how does that work. I don't know anything about
it.
And
we're your guys.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we, you know us, man. We'll get as stoned as you want us to. Yeah. We'll just Uber home. The hell with it. But the reason we asked, what did you do while high? Ted Diplo, he was a guest on the TSL Time podcast recently and discussed his use of LSD.
Yeah.
And he says for him, LSD is a motivator. And he uses it as a tool in long-distance running and marathons. Now, there is a post-marathon video of Diplo on LSD after the Los Angeles Marathon that went viral back in March. Now, it appears to have sparked this discussion on the podcast about his use of LSD. And with the post-marathon clip, he said, the experience is great, but it does not improve my communication skills, essentially. He did admit that he dropped too much of it into his water bottle for that marathon.
Okay.
That's the issue. Like, he's big on microdosing, but he even admits in this one, like, yeah. I wasn't micro. At this point, I'm just out there. I'm just high.
Exactly. And he could barely do the interview, but he's just like, look, man, I put too much in the bottle. But he ran a
marathon.
That's
fair. Yeah.
Studies determine that some psychoactive drugs have actual performance-enhancing side effects. I've ran 7.5 marathons. Mm-hmm. I've never ran one when I wasn't stoned.
I believe that.
Because it sucks. So right. Why wouldn't you want to at least have a good time and just,
and to get more laser focused? Who was the guy that threw the no-hitter tripping on
Doc acid? Ellis.
Right.
From the Pittsburgh
Not
Pirates.
Only was he, keep in mind, it's not like he tripped on acid because he wanted to be that guy. He did not think he was playing that day. So he tripped acid. And I believe his story is like, my girlfriend says, hey, man, you got to get to the stadium. He's like, I'm off today. She's like, you're not. You're pitching. And he's like, but I'm tripping on LSD. She's like, you're also pitching. So his ass shows up at the, doesn't share this with anyone, and threw what, a no-hitter?
There's a great cartoon.
Threw a no-hitter because he was tripping on acid.
It's like a story that he's telling, and, you know, they do it in cartoon form, and his eyes are all bloodshot.
Right, I think somebody from the club, like, calls her, and it's like, hey, you need to tell him to get it in here.
And I find
I think he just lost a day because he was tripping so much.
Yeah, and he's like, but I couldn't throw anything wrong, man. I just knew where to throw it, and there it was.
I've shot some of the best rounds of, golf in my life on a small hit of acid. Not a microdose, because I know better than that now, Ted.
Right.
But a small hit of acid. A fourth of a tab. But it was still mad. I mean, it looked like I was playing a video game. So when you get on the greens, there's a grid if you're playing a video game of golf. I could see that grid.
Yeah.
Everything
makes sense.
Everything was so easy. Like, how do I suck at this normally? This is such an easy game.
Because you're not tripping. That's how you got through it so fast so you can make it to my wedding.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I wasn't tripping at your wedding.
By then, no.
No, I wasn't tripping for that.
I mean, I haven't golfed in a while, but we usually definitely call smoking a ball, call talking to the swing coach.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
I'm going to go talk to the swing coach to help with my tempo. All
right.
I mean, to me, I just get more focused on crap. So, like, I hate cleaning the house, but I'll always clean the house on the weekend. But it's like, I'm going to get stoned. And what I find is, like, with the vacuum cleaner, there's not a speck of dust that is left. You get so anal about it. Like you said with painting. You do a better job. Because all of a sudden, everything is like this real fun challenge that you have to nail.
Oh, yeah.
And if I feel myself coming down, like, I'm going to smoke a little more and keep this interesting to me.
I was at a bar probably a quarter mile from my home. This is probably 10 years ago. And the guy that I knew, one of the guys I knew there, he's like, would you like a quarter head of acid? I'm like, absolutely. So I take that thing, man. We close the bar down. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I go home. I had a 2,000-piece puzzle that was on my kitchen table. All right? And I had just gotten the perimeter for the most part. So that's the beginning. When you can really, like, now you can lock in, right? I finished that damn thing in like 45 minutes. Like, that would take me weeks. I just sat down and went, here. I could match colors. Like, it was just like, it was so easy. Like, oh, that boat. Got him. He's right there. Click. When I woke up in the morning, I was like, I did that whole damn puzzle. I was like, I did the entire puzzle.